Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today's September 8th, 2010. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us each Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Eugene Williams, and he founded a payroll publishing company in 2006 and published his autobiography, and that's called 10 G's a Week. And we're waiting to hear from him. And let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Boyd, to the show.
Yes, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? And we thank you for being on the air tonight with us and joining in with us, as always, on Wednesday night. We ask you to continue tuning in and continue learning what's happening and continue supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. We're going to go to a commercial and a song while we're waiting on Eugene. Thank you.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least three people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships. I've stolen from people. My family, I physically abused them. I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in, but the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug/drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that. Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on. Here, it's a track of knowledge, you feel me? Won't on all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that can live that life. You feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Just step down May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali. You feel me? Much love to everybody across the state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is test, I gotta go and get a bit. Got he caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born. We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. So probably fake it if we try. But I hate it when you whine. And if all the truth is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. And lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and find out how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move. Reach out life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seeds. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you, like I said. It's that trap of knowledge, that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Our guest is running a little late, and while we wait for him, I'm going to just give you a couple of announcements. On September 18th, Rob is doing a book signing at Bookman's Entertainment Exchange in Mesa, Arizona. The address is 1056 South Country Club, and that again is in Mesa, Arizona. And that's Saturday, September 18th from 2 to 4. So come on in, get your autographed copy of the book. You can always pick up the soundtrack and a cap and a t-shirt while you're there. And then September 15th, he'll be speaking at Independence High School in Glendale, Arizona. And on September 22nd, we'll be speaking to groups of kids at Cortez High School. And then also on September 22nd in the evening from 6 to 7 p.m., Rob will be speaking at the Maricopa Youth Recreation Center in Maricopa, Arizona. You know, Rob talks about the story of his life and about his book, but he talks to the kids and tells them that living the street life, you know, that that's a dead end and that you're either going to die or spend the rest of your life in the penitentiary. And he emphasizes to the kids the importance of getting their education and that knowledge is what leads to success and that knowledge is, I mean, the one thing that nobody can ever take from you. So he gives a really nice talk about his life growing up in the streets and how he was able to make changes. So if you haven't scheduled us to come and talk at your school, your youth group, give us a call. Get us scheduled because we're getting booked up pretty quick here. And we'd love to come out and talk to all the schools that we can. And with that, I'm going to give the mic to Rob.
Yes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Like the missus said, the guest is running a little late, and she ran down where I will be speaking and where I have the book signings coming in at. But I also want to touch up on something tonight to the youths and others as well. You know, when you're dealing with these different gangs, you know, and I joined the gang when I was 10 years old, but you know, I'm 47 years old now, and I've been left that gang life alone, but it's a lot of guys that you grew up with in them gangs, and a lot of you don't even get along in the same clique, you know? And at the same time, you can't even trust a lot of them that's in there, you know? And a lot of them are sitting on the sideline hiding behind guns and hiding behind a lot of guys, you know what I mean, that's on the team, you know? So you got a lot of sideline gangsters, as I want to call them, you know? Ones that don't do nothing but just want to say they part of something, but really they ain't a part of nothing. They're cowards, you know? So I'm just saying that straight out, you know what I mean? There's a lot of guys out here that straight up cowards out here and just saying they down with this and down with that. So you got to watch them kind of guys too, you feel me? So I just wanted to point that out to a lot of the youths and a lot of others, you know? Basically, surround yourself with people, man, that are doing positive things and stay away from them suckers and the wannabes and the ones that's driving the flashy cars and the jewelry, because all that's momentarily, man, you know? And always remember, if a guy bring news, they'll take news. So you want to watch them snakes that do that too, you feel me? And don't, if you ain't been in no gang, don't even be bothered with that, man. That's a headache. And a lot of cats, like I said, you deal with them, and you don't even get along with some of them that's in the so-called clique, you know? So with that being said and done, we're going to go to another commercial while we're waiting on Mr. Eugene, and we'll be right back.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was, like, totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I am from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered, like, maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get addicted to this drug. It's not going to hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. We are still waiting for our guest, who is running late tonight, and while we're waiting, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our store that we have on our website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You can pick up a variety of t-shirts and caps, as well as some educational information. Now, we do have some educational brochures. One is called Self-Esteem, one is called What is Value, one is called Respect and Responsibility, and one is called What Are Morals. So check those out, and you can order those on our website there. We also have our quarterly magazine that we have out. We have the summer edition out now. We're working on the fall edition, and then we'll have winter and spring. So 4 issues every year. Look for those. And then we also have our 4-page handout about gang facts and myths, and very informative. We also have several CDs put out by Boyd Records, as well as the Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack mixtape that goes with the book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. You can find all of those on our store page at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You can also get our ebook, The Streets Don't Love You Back, on lulu.com, as well as the calendar. So go ahead and order yours now. You can also look for the books coming here in the near future, Never Hit a Woman, and also Under Pressure, The Melting Pot of Corruption, 2 new books by Rob and myself that will be coming out in the near future. Let me go ahead and give the mic back to Rob for a few minutes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're still waiting on Mr. Eugene, and we're hoping that he definitely show up. And we just want to thank everyone once again that supports what we're doing, and definitely be tuning in, listening to everything. And we definitely want you to start downloading the ebook and buying the ebook as well. And you can do that at lulu.com, or you can get it from my movement page at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And I'm going to pass the mic back over to the missus for a minute, and we'll be right back with you. Matter of fact, we're going to go into a commercial, and we'll be right back.
We just want you to listen in every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. You can log on to thestreetsdontloveyouback.com and find out all the information there about the radio show, as well as our TV show called Change that plays in Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you'd like to be a guest on either of those shows, you can give us an email at lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. So give us a holler if you want to be a guest on either of the shows. And then we'll be at Bookman's in Mesa, Arizona on Saturday, September 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. for a book signing, meet the author event, get your autographed copy of the book and the soundtrack, as well as a T-shirt and a cap. And then we will be speaking at Independence High School on September 15th in Glendale, Arizona, and at Cortez High School on September 22nd in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be speaking at the Maricopa Youth Recreation Center in Maricopa on September 22nd in the evening from 6 to 7 p.m. We look forward to next week's show. We have an exciting show next week with Mrs. Out of Florida, I believe. But join us next week, 8:30 Pacific, 11 Eastern Time. And until then, remember, the streets don't love you back. And again, we're sorry that our guest didn't show up tonight. And we look to hear from you next week. So have a great week.